This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of the Intermountain West region is in drought and is not getting better. The five-state region includes Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. Since last October, drought conditions have worsened west of the Continental Divide. Parts of the western slope have also had near-record-setting warm temperatures so far this summer. August normally brings some relief. It's typically the region's wettest month, but not this year. Rush Schumacher is a CSU professor and Colorado's state climatologist.
It's not going to get better, certainly in the next 7 to 10 days. It'll be getting worse, and it looks like August as a whole will be hotter than drier than average across most, if not all, of the region.
The dry conditions are also fueling intense wildfires across much of the region. As fires continue to burn on the western slope and temperatures in southern Colorado prompt heat advisories, sheriffs in the Pikes Peak area are reminding people to be careful to help prevent wildfires. Sheriffs in El Paso, Teller, and Fremont counties urge the public to keep an eye on any local fire restrictions, secure tow chains, and create defensible space around properties, among other actions. The National Weather Service expects dangerously hot conditions to persist throughout the region until things turn cooler late Friday. Denver-based Palantir Technologies booked its first $1 billion sales quarter, and its stock hit record highs Tuesday. The spike in revenue is fueled by momentum for artificial intelligence and a more than 50% jump in government sales, despite so many government funding cuts to other companies and sectors. Things could be getting cooler Friday, but for today it's hot again across Colorado, up close to 100 degrees around Denver and in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.